Thriver. Welcome to the Thriving Equine Professional, the podcast for you. Are you curious about careers in the equine industry? Wondering how to make connections that matter? Maybe you're feeling frustrated or stuck. I'm Jody Lynch Findlay, founder of Jody Speaks Life. And inside this podcast, we share inspiring stories, proven strategies, and life lessons from industry leaders. We build your career confidence and uncover the advice you may not know you need. So if you're ready to grow your career and thrive in a job that you are passionate about, you're in the right place. Let's grow. Happy Thursday, Thrivers, and welcome back to the Thriving Equine Professional. It is time to get curious today. So I have 5 tips for you to get curious. But first, we have to start at the beginning. Why am I challenging you to get curious? I have a question for you first. Did you know that research shows us that children ask 107 questions per hour? I laughed at that first, but those of you that have children know the truth behind this, and sometimes it feels like 707, not just 107 questions per hour. But it really did make me think about the power of curiosity. And my question to you is, have you stopped being curious enough? Have you stopped being curious? And somehow, somewhere along the way, as we move from children who ask 107 questions per hour to adults who are just simply trying to survive the day, let alone think about asking questions and learning and growing, we tend to stop being curious. It actually takes active energy for us to be curious. But what that research also tells us is that by being curious, it makes us happier. It makes us more productive. And if I may go say so myself, Jody Speaks Life is living inspired, fulfilled, and empowered. And if you want to live inspired, fulfilled, and empowered, it requires curiosity. And so I thought this was a really interesting topic to dive into as it relates especially to our ability to grow as communicators and connectors, because that is the ultimate goal. We know that we are trying to become better communicators each and every day, and we cannot do that effectively without being curious. And so as I ask you those questions, I really want you to think about it. How curious are you? Have you stopped being curious? Are you in a little bit of a rut in life? Are you feeling like you're not getting where you want to go? Or maybe on the other hand, are you bored? Are you a little bit bored with what you have going on in this season or stage of life? And especially for our undergraduate listeners and those of you embarking on a new career or early in your career as you're trying to learn and grow, I will challenge you to really think about these 5 ways to become more curious in order to be more effective in who we are. And when I say who we are, that's as important as why we do what we do. What we know is that understanding who you are is the basis for being effective and productive and inspired, fulfilled, and empowered. And that the most successful and significant people understand their own behavior well enough and their reactions to others and are always curious on how they can keep growing. And that comes from being curious. So if we are going to become more significant, if we are going to grow and develop in our careers, it requires curiosity first and foremost. So let's talk about these 5 methods to be more curious. The first one, I think, for me, really comes up asking yourself questions. are you questioning who you are and what you do and why you do what you do? And so it really goes back to our point of who. What is your who? And the more you are questioning yourself, the more you are developing your self-knowledge. What motivates you? What stresses you out? How do you respond to conflict or solve problems? And so really asking yourself questions about who you are, what you want, why you're doing what you're doing or pursuing what you are pursuing, really take some time to question yourself. And as crazy as it sounds, go ahead and answer yourself. My husband laughs at me all the time because he's like, who are you talking to? I don't even have to ask anymore. You're talking to yourself. I guess I do that pretty often. But if you ever catch me out and about just having a conversation with no one in particular, don't worry. It's just me talking to the voices in my head. And there are a lot of questions going on with the voices in my head, I can assure you. So number one, question yourself constantly about why you're doing what you're doing, why you are where you are, who you are at your core, what is your purpose, what is your mission in life, and really think about and take to heart the answers that you have for yourself from your heart and soul. So that's number one. I want you to question yourself more. Have conversations with yourself. Number two, I want you to ask more questions of actual people. People, connections, community. We talk about this so often. And in this world of disconnect, as I call it, we are living through the great disconnection. I'm sorry. And we are creating the great connection. I know that especially Gen Z, as they move into the workforce and partner with the millennials, that we are really creating a great connection. And so this is our opportunity to return to talking to actual human beings, looking up from our devices, taking an extra minute at the register when we're checking out, taking an extra minute to talk to a stranger as we pass them in our daily activities. Ask more questions, engage with other people, and talk to them. Our interest in one another versus the basic accomplishment of the tasks of our lives is what creates meaning and fulfillment. I'm going to say that again because it's so dang important. I want you to ask more questions and talk to actual human beings because our interest in each other versus the accomplishment of the tasks of our day-to-day life is what creates meaning and fulfillment. This is what will bring you actual joy. Asking questions of people. Think about them as people. Because if you are invested in your role as being a human being, as you are in achieving the things in life, the titles of life, all of those things, then you are going to feel that meaning and fulfillment. So again, be as invested in your role as a human being as you are in achieving titles and tasks. So talk to more people, learn about them, be curious to understand people. Okay, number three, acknowledge and work to reduce, I could say eliminate, assumptions and judgments. This is where I introduce myself as Judgmental Jody. I can very easily be Judgmental Jody. And when I really decided to acknowledge when I was being that way, guys, I will tell you, there's just a huge shift in your core happiness. We live in a world that is constantly telling us to judge other people and make assumptions about others, and they're not good enough, smart enough, fast enough, strong enough, whatever it is. And we are judging people based on this social presence. We are judging people based on, I don't know, how they drive, how they dress, what they do, where they live, all of these things. Guys, put your judgmental Jody away. And when you start to acknowledge the areas in your life that you are really judgmental and making assumptions about other people, you will start to have a complete mindset shift, and you'll be amazed at how much positive energy comes rather than negative energy. So get curious enough about yourself to acknowledge your own assumptions and judgments and work on reducing those. Acknowledge other people without passing judgment. Okay, that's number three. Number four, learn something new each and every day. You know, my favorite thing to do is road trip. Honestly, I love to road trip. And as I've gotten older, when I go on road trips, I love to stop cool places. I want to go a different way. I want to pass by something and be like, what is that? And I want to look it up and learn about it. I want to stop at local places to eat, not chain restaurants. I want to stop in little cool little shops and meet people. But it really does come down to your curiosity about learning something new each and every day. What can I find out about the world around me? What can I find out about the people that I'm working with, the people that I'm working for, the friends that I have? How can I learn something new today that I didn't know yesterday? Now, you probably won't remember everything you try to learn, but the importance of learning something new each and every day, especially as it relates to the purpose or mission that we choose in life as our career or our job, that, you know, work is our opportunity to express our talents and our passions and our skills and contribute to something bigger than ourselves. And so when we are committed to learning something new every day, we are committed to contributing to our community, contributing to the people around us and the organizations that we're involved in, and we're contributing to our own fulfillment. So be curious enough to learn something new each day. And number five, this is probably what many of you thought should be number one, but it's to read, to actually read something. So be curious enough to read stories. Some of us like nonfiction, some of us love fiction, but I will encourage you, some of us like magazines and even newspapers, but I will encourage you to really think about how much reading you do. I had a record reading year in 2023. I don't know about you, but it was just, it was a focus of mine. And as I stepped away from corporate America and decided I was going to take a little bit more time to read, it really recentered me. Now in 2024, I am not reading nearly as many books as I did in 2023, but I will tell you, I'm reading one book, probably the most important book of all. But I am 108 days in. That's the number of days in the year so far, in case anyone is wondering. 108 days into 2024, reading through the Bible for the first time ever. And that was a goal of mine. But at the end of the day, I may not be reading as many books, but I am reading and I am learning so much. And so I'm reading this with some other people, and I'm reading it through a plan that is giving me not only encouragement, but also some explanation and summary. So either way, at the end of the day, I will ask you, how much reading are you actually doing? And do you have the opportunity to read something that is not on a device? I will continue to come back to that point. Our responsibility to check ourselves and take the opportunities to be away from our devices, to put our devices down. And that is something that really is a block to our curiosity. While we can use it, and I use it a lot, to Google things because I'm curious and I'm trying to find out answers of wherever I am in a random town in Kentucky, like, what's the population here? What is there to do? Where can we camp? Where are the trails? Where is it dog friendly? We can find out all these answers because Google is at our fingertips. But the ability that we have to get a little bit lost in reading something and knowing that we are learning about another person, another culture, we're really taking the time to grow our own selves. And again, that self-knowledge and the curiosity of becoming a better who we are, becoming more significant, being invested in ourselves, because if we are not invested in ourselves, we cannot be invested to the people around us that need us. And that, at the end of the day, my friends, is the most important piece of building a life that we are really proud of and that gives us fulfillment. And so I will say, when it comes down to the takeaway for you today, my challenge is, how curious are you? Because remember, you might not be asking 107 questions an hour, but somewhere along the line, we get dangerously far away from the curiosity of a child that allows us to achieve great joy by learning. And we know that it takes active energy, but that active energy and investment in yourself, it makes you happier. It makes you more productive. It gives you the opportunity to live inspired, fulfilled, and empowered. So whether you're in a rut or not in a rut, whether you find yourself a little bored with life or really excited about life, I want you to decide to get curious. And those 5 steps that you've got in front of you, question yourself. Have some really great conversations with yourself about who you are and what you do and why you do it. 2, ask more questions of other human beings. Talk to people, learn about them, find out something new that you didn't know about them. 3, acknowledge your own assumptions and judgments. Where are you being judgmental of others and why? And work to reduce that, because you will be amazed at the amount of positive energy that replaces some of that negativity that you're feeling. 4, go learn something new each and every day. When is the last time you did something for the first time? Go learn something new each and every day that you don't have to learn. And 5, read a book. Go read a book. What do you love? I love people. I'm curious about people. I want to learn about their stories. I want to learn about the grit and the journey and what they did to overcome and get where they are. That's one of my favorite things to be curious about. You may not be curious about people like I am, but I'm super curious about you, and I want to know more about you. The other thing that, I just finished reading a great book, I am super curious about World War II, Nazi Germany. So I just read The Little Liar by Mitch Albom and finished that book. It was really a fantastic read if you like that period of our history. But that being said, my challenge to you is spark that curiosity, because we will only grow in our competency to communicate and thrive by being curious. So ask more questions of yourself and others. Acknowledge and work on your judgments and assumptions. Learn something new today that you didn't know before, and read. I hope this episode inspired you today. And if so, please go share this with other thrivers and let me know how I can best support you. I've got some really cool things in the works and I am booking my speaking calendar. I still have some availability through 2024. I've got some really cool events coming up that I will be speaking at. So please don't hesitate to reach out, share your thoughts. Let me know what else you want to hear on the Thriving Equine Professional. And hey, if you've got some ideas for some awesome guests, shoot them my way. I am always looking to connect with thriving equine professionals whose stories should be shared. So with that, I'm wishing you an amazing day, and I'll see you back here same time next week. Cheers. Hey, Thriver. I hope this episode inspired and empowered you to keep growing. If so, I'd be so grateful if you hit that share button and send it to your tribe so they can thrive too. And while you're there, please leave me a rating and review on Apple Podcasts so everyone can find the show. I love to know what keeps you listening, especially if I'm at the barn with you. I'll meet you back here same time next week. Cheers, Jody.